Chris Scott, a man that Jimmy knows very well. Fair to say, Jimmy, he didn't miss.
I liked it.
When he was asked about the AFL Tribunal's decision to overturn Charlie Cameron's one-match suspension.
Oh, well, you have to now. You have to now. Whether you agree with it or not, it's incumbent on you to use that. It would be offensive to any of our players to suggest that they're of lesser character than the two players in recent history who have successfully used that clause, because there are plenty of others who have asked for it and been denied, which is highly offensive.
Well, I can't disagree with him, because you know what he's saying there? Is that you go up and as part of your big case, you go, let's just call it the good bloke clause. So I know there's more technical terms.
Character reference, yep.
Character reference. You, the tribunal, tell our player that he's not a good enough guy. That's what you've painted yourself into. That's exactly what he's saying. So you're going to now have to sit there, and part of our defence is he's a good citizen, he plays a lot of games. Don't forget, Charlie Cameron's been reported 5 times, 3 for rough conduct, well, 4 now.
And never been suspended, though.
No, being found guilty and fined because the level wasn't high enough or he's punched someone in the guts, which doesn't get you a week.
And they accept the fine.
Yep. Yep.
So therefore guilty.
So Chris Scott's absolutely right. One of your first lines of argument or your defence is going, he's a good bloke.
So you think inadvertently they've opened up a new version of Pandora's box here?
Correct. But why wouldn't you? And this is not a knock on Charlie Cameron or Brisbane. They did a magnificent job.
Yeah, they're fighting for their club. That's
correct. Yeah, so people don't think this is a knock on Charles or the Lions. Well done. You found a loophole. You got prepared. You got character references. You presented the case well. You got your star player off. Good job.
Because it is an interesting point, because even the people that are painted out externally from a club as, you know, for want of a better term, a rat bag, even those people would be able to get strong character references from people in their lives.
Yeah. Especially
now, like, not everyone can be Bashir Hooley and have Waleed Ali and Malcolm Turnbull give character references.
No, they're pretty high level.
They're pretty high. But if you wanted it enough, you could find someone to say, this is a person of good, strong character. He has good ties in the community.
Every player has to do a minimum amount of appearances in the community.
Yeah. So
where do you draw the line? What, your community work isn't as good as his community work? Your personality isn't as good as his personality?
If it wasn't Charlie Cameron, right? Like, if it wasn't a star of the competition who lights up games and kids want to see. Ooh. Let's say it was Noah Answorth. And he got character references from person Y, person Z. Do you think the AFL would have overturned it?
It's a difficult one to
Because my gut says no.
No, I know where you're going with it.
My gut says the Charlie Cameron factor, because he's a star.
He's got that standing in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
And it probably shouldn't be like that.
No, but it shouldn't be getting off because of character references.
No, I agree.